raising alarm bells is the city's anti-racism committee and anti-racism advisory committee. And joining us now to discuss their concerns is Saleh Waziruddin, and he is the chair of the St. Catharines Anti-Racism Advisory Committee. Good morning, Saleh.
Hi, Steph. Thanks for having me. As you said, I'm Saleh Waziruddin, chair of the City of St. Catharines Anti-Racism Advisory Committee.
All right, Saleh, I really appreciate your time. And tell us, this is a Jeff Dunham show, which I think people are pretty familiar with Jeff Dunham. He's been around for a long time. When did you first become aware of his comedy?
Well, I saw advertising, of his comedy. That was years ago. I think Ahmed the Death Terrorist is his most famous character, and it's clearly Islamophobic because it's associating religion, Islam, with terrorism, which is one of the most common, you know, racist ideas about Muslims, that somehow their religion is dangerous. And in fact, it's not just my opinion. In South Africa, the South African Advertising Standards Authority, which is an independent industry body, said that he can't use that character there because it is racist, even though he says the character is not Muslim. The puppet's name is clearly Ahmed. I mean, that the South African Advertising Standards Authority said that's one of Muhammad's names, and you can see clearly he talks about Allah and so on. So it's clearly meant to get at Islam.
Yeah, the inference is very strong, and I think everybody understood that sort of from the beginning of the introduction of that character.
Yeah, I mean, he insists that the character is not Muslim. So, I mean, I don't think people are believing that. But the problem is even bigger, where, for example, he had a black character called Sweet Daddy D, P-I-M-P, or PIMP, standing for something like Playa in Management Profession or something like that. And he says, well, black people came up to him and said that they love the character. Well, I'm sure he can find people of all races who would like racist jokes, but that doesn't mean that represents everybody. And it's dangerous because the most important thing to understand about these kind of jokes that take race or gender or sexual orientation, gender expression, as the butt of jokes and mockery is that it escalates. It creates an environment where people think it's okay to escalate to hate crimes and to violence, and it's not a safe space. And if you don't mind me telling more about that, because we saw that right here this summer with the vandalism of the Harriet Tubman Public School and several places nearby where there was brazen graffiti, it was racist and homophobic, and the police in Niagara have come out with reports showing that the spikes in hate crimes in the region and St. Catharines. And just as the last point on that, Statistics Canada came out with a report a few weeks ago saying that over the last 2 years, there's been across Canada a 72% increase in hate crimes, police-reported hate crimes. So this led the executive director of the Canadian Race Relations Foundation to say it's a fire hose of hate, it's a wildfire, and that it's going to be normalized because we're not doing anything about it. So we're, as the Anti-Racism Advisory Committee, we're saying we have to do something about this. We can't just say we're a compassionate city against racism, but lie down and do nothing when this comes to town.
I mean, you know, Jeff Dunham, I mentioned off the top that he's a pretty well-known comic. There's so many comics, and he would be one of the ones that's known. And I think it's because of these puppets, right? Like, people, you know, they look at the puppets, and there's a, sort of a childlike, you know, it's a toy, right? It makes it seem a little bit softer. And it almost seems like, you know, there's a hiding behind it, because the jokes that he's saying, I don't think in 2022 a comedian would be saying those jokes or should be saying those jokes. And it's almost like he's hiding behind, you know, this piece of fabric, like, well, it wasn't me, it was him.
You're exactly right. I mean, the puppet's the device that's letting him say things that nobody would be, it wouldn't be accepted to say it just outright. And it shouldn't be accepted through a puppet either. Jeff Dunham himself has said in one of his video clips that, look, I don't want to go so far and be offensive, but I have to because that's what got me here. And that's exactly the point. The racism, homophobia, misogyny is exactly what, and being kind of quote-unquote allowed to do that because he's using a puppet or because it's supposed to be jokes is what got him here. And so he's forced to keep doing it. He can't abandon it. But it's not just you saying that. I mean, even a more famous comedian, Jay Leno, just less than a year ago, apologized for his long history of anti-Asian racism. And he said, Jay Leno said, that if comedians aren't going to adapt to how this is not acceptable, then they shouldn't make jokes. And this is a professional comedian, even more famous, saying that. And he even said that when complaints would come in for his shows, they used to say, oh, you know, if they can't take a joke, you know, forget them. But that he knew in his heart that it was wrong and that he's changed.
Yeah, we all
can do that. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, we all evolve societally. And that, I think, is the mark of a true professional to say, you know, I was wrong. At the time, those were the things we were saying. It didn't make it right. And I see that now, and I'm apologizing. Like, that's obviously Jay Leno is where he is for a reason.
Exactly. And it's not, stopping the show isn't something that unusual, actually. Just a few months ago, across the border at SUNY Plattsburgh, they stopped a show by a transphobic comedian, and they said, you know, the students were, this was at a university, SUNY, State University of New York, and students were saying, you know, we're not going to be the butt of jokes, and this is creating a place that's not safe for students. You can't say that you're inclusive and not include them. But there's been a whole bunch of comedians who are making money off racism, sexism, homophobia, who have been stopped, and in other cities around the world, especially in the U.S. and U.K., and the city officials have said that, you know, since after the pandemic, when things are reopening, we're looking again at what kind of performances are coming in, and these aren't consistent with our values, and that it's there's no place for this.
So, I have the committee, is this the first act performance that you've risen as a red flag toward council, or have been there other concerns in the past?
This is the first one. This is, as you said, Jeff Dedham's very famous. His show in 2018 was sold out, and the one coming up is near sold out, so there's a lot of advertising for it. So we've become aware of it from that. And we have raised issues about other racism incidents on city property. For example, CBC actually did a story on an Indigenous lacrosse team that experienced racism on city property here. And the policies the city has are designed to stop racism and harassment and things like that on city-owned property, specifically including the Meridian Center. So we want the city to use these policies, even though they were meant originally for sports events. But it does say, you know, it doesn't say just for sports, it stays for anything. So it should be applied. You can't have it both ways.
Of course, council will debate this on Monday night. What has been the reaction? You do have some support on council, at least, to be able to bring this forward.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I have seen that. Within the city government and even outside, I think that there are people who are unfortunately more concerned about offending the racist than about the offense that racism causes. And so this is a barrier that needs to be overcome, that people need to understand why this kind of so-called comedy is dangerous and how it relates to not just something I'm saying, but something the police are saying and what we've seen of spikes in hate crimes, and that we need to act to stop it. So I am hoping that council will direct staff to start negotiations to stop the show. And he is coming to other cities in Ontario, by the way, and they're all happening in publicly owned venues. And then in March, he's coming to Regina. And again, that's in a publicly owned venue. So city properties, public properties that we pay for, should not be used at the very least for racism, sexism, homophobia. And, that we need to be more concerned about the damage caused by that than by offending the people who want to watch this kind of stuff.
And it looks like there is a lot of people. There's 5,200 seats in Meridian Center. It's almost sold out. And as you mentioned, he had a really successful show there in 2018. These are important conversations, Saleh, to have, because I certainly, you know, felt cringy thinking about any of Jeff Dunham's stuff. I can't say that I've thought about him in many, many years. But, you know, when I read this story, I thought, yeah, this is exactly terrible. And it's because, you know, I'm not in a marginalized group that I don't necessarily think of it. So I think the work that you with the Anti-Racism Committee is doing is very important. And this is, I don't know, I just want to applaud you for bringing it forward.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And, you know, it's an important context even now with the elections coming up, municipal elections. There's at least one candidate, a trustee from Welland, who's come forward on Facebook saying that they're against so-called cancel culture and that comedy's always, that we should just accept that comedy's always been racist, basically, or what she said was others' backgrounds. So it's important to even ask our elected officials, our people running for elected office, you know, where they stand on racism, sexism, homophobia, and hate. Because, you, like I said, you can't have it both ways. You can't say, you know, we're a compassionate city, we're against racism, it's got no place here. But then when you have a chance to do something about it, you do nothing. You know, and specifically for St. Catharines, we pride ourselves on Harriet Tubman's history. You know, she went out of her way. She didn't hold back and worry about who she was going to offend by freeing people from slavery and doing the things she did. So we should take that as a model. St. Catharines is a chance to be a leader here and other to other cities that are going to be seeing the same thing.
Specifically, you say that this show would violate the city's R-Zone policy, the zero approach to inappropriate behavior and violence, and that is for a city spaces inclusive of everyone. Do you think that that policy is enough to get this show or future similar type shows canceled, or is there more that council needs to be looking at in terms of either beefing up that policy or incorporating another?
Well, there's certainly more to be done, and the motion going to council also has an additional part where for going forward to look at process so that it's not just performances are not just on a commercial basis where, hey, you know, you're going to sell tickets, well, come on in. You know, we'll look at who's performing and are they consistent with the city's values. And this is what other places are doing, too, including Sydney Plattsburgh, which stopped the show of the transphobic comedian. They're saying, you know, okay, we better look in future who we're bringing in, but also specifically with the R-Zone policy, there's an amendment that my committee's pushing or advocating for where, you know, currently in the policy, if there's a situation, ultimately you would call the police and wait for them. But what we're advocating is, you know, don't wait. If the police aren't coming, you know, don't let damaging, hurtful things happen, you know, suspend the event and ultimately shut down the event. And so I think there does need to be more enforcement and more teeth into stopping events that that cause harm. In this case, we know what the act's going to be because his agent has already said the characters that are going to be in the performance. That includes Ahmed the terrorist and, quote-unquote, Jose Jalapeno and other kind of racist characters like that.
If there were any change to that act for whatever reason, it doesn't seem like Jeff Dunham's going to pull a new act out of his hat. But if that were possible, would you be welcoming to him to the city?
Well, if he drops the racism, homophobia, misogyny, for sure. But he himself has said that he doesn't think he can do that because he said, you know, I don't want to be offensive, but I have to be because that's what got me here. And that's what people are coming to see, unfortunately. You know, that's what made him famous. He's made his living off of that. And so he doesn't have, he doesn't see that, he doesn't think he has many other options. Whereas other comedians, bigger comedians, even like Jay Leno have done that. They've dropped the racism.
All right. Well, Saleh, I always appreciate your time on the show, and we'll be keeping a close watch to that that debate coming up on Monday night. Thank you so much, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your Saturday.
I really appreciate you having me on, Steph. It's, like you said, Saleh was your dean with the City of St. Catharines Anti-Racism Advisory Committee.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much, Saleh.